This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
An interesting detail in the story of Gidei when he meets the Malach, which is Halach Lamaisa, somewhat. An interesting Chidush LaHalach that comes from this meeting with the Malach, which is Kedai to bring out. Now, I say somewhat halacha lemaisa. For some reason, it was a halacha, and it changed over the years. We're not knowing to do this halacha. So we have to know what it was, why it's not. And I tell you to look at the pasuk in Shoftim Vav, pasuk Yud Beis. Vayera Elav Malach Hashem. Vayomer Elav Hashem Imcha Gibor Hechayim. So he introduces himself, and he, I guess, gives him a Shalom Aleichem, Tabracha, and that is Hashem Imcha. Hashem is with you, Gibor Hechayim, you strong warrior. Now, Lechura, from the wording of the Pasuk, you don't see more that the Malach, speaking in the name of the Rabbeinu Shleilam, is giving him a message. Hashem Imcha, the Eibush is with you. Gibor Hechayil. Was this an introduction to Shalom Aleichem? Or was this like a nevuah that was given to him? Habei say, this Shaila is not my Shaila. It's actually a Shaila in the Gemara. I think it's important to bring out what it means, the Shalom Aleichem, and what a Shalom Aleichem is supposed to be, and unfortunately what a Shalom Aleichem has become. Hashem Imcha, he uses the name of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Hashem is with you. Gibor Hechayil. The Gemara, in the Mishnah actually, it's a long Mishnah, in the Gemara Brachas, Daf Nundal, Ramad Aleph, and Peir Karoya, says the Gemara, V'hiskinu, they were misakin. They were misakin. She'odom shoyel l'shloim chaveroi b'shei. And when you say shalom to your friend, shoyel, you ask his shalom, you ask his how he's doing, but you use the shem Hashem shenemar, and the mekar is v'hinei boyas. Bo'o mi beis lechem, v'yoymer l'koytzrim Hashem imochem. He uses the name of Hashem, Hashem Imachem. And they reply to him, Yivarechacha Hashem, in response also using the name of Hashem. The Oimer, and then it says in the Pasuk, Hashem Imcha Gibor Hachayim, which is our Pasuk. So our Pasuk becomes a Raya, and when you give a Shalom, when you say Shalom Aleichem to someone, you're supposed to use the Shem Hashem. The Oimer, and it says, Al Tavois Kizik, the Imcha, the Oimer Eis Lassus Lashem Efer Teresecho, which means, says the Gemara, don't say that Boaz didn't know what he was doing. Imcha, Friedik and Dairis have their Cheretz, they know what they were doing. Al Tavois, he didn't do it on his own, he must have had a Cheshbin. Eis Lassus Lashem, that is the Cheshbin. You know, sometimes we have to do things which seem to be wrong, halacha, but it's Eis Lassus Lashem, and as the Shir progresses, we'll discuss why he's mentioning the name of Hashem. Probably wrong, should be wrong, but yet it's supposed to be done because of Eis Lassus Lashem. Nos explains the pasuk, Feri Teresef, Mishom Eis Lassus Lashem. So the Gemara in Brachas clearly learns it, the Mishnah from Gidei. Lamaisa, the Gemara later in Samach Gimel says that actually, are we learning it from Bayaz and Gidain or Gidain? Says the Gemara, Bayaz and only Bayaz and not Gidain. Says the Gemara, why? Because it's possible that the Malach was just giving a message. By Bayaz, you see clearly it was a Shalom Aleichem. Says the Gemara, Daf Samach Gimel, the Malach Kamalei Mishmai, it's all from the Rebbeinu Shleilam that he's telling over a Nevuah. It doesn't have to be that this was a Shalom Aleichem, and from here we learn out that you should say it b'shem Hashem. As they say, the Gemara, Tav Samach Gimel. L'maisin is a Gemara in Makis, Rabbi Yisai. That The Gemara in Makkos says that Hiskinu, that they were Masakin. Was the Rabbeinu Shlomo Maskin to this? Says the Gemara, yes, the Rabbeinu Shlomo was Maskin. Says the Gemara, it's Amar Bishum and Levi. Shloisha Dvarim Asu Bezel Shalmato. Vihiskimu Bezel Shalmal Al Yodam. Elohei Mikra Megillah. Sheila Shalom. Yeah, you hear the list? Megillah. Oh, yeah, there. Sheila Shalom, which means B'Shem, and the bracket says the word B'Shem, which we'll discuss later. Why is it in brackets? Sheila Shalom with the B'Shem. I mean, Chayrit's B'Shem with the Shem Hashem. That's what it means. Avos Meiser, and the din of Avos Meiser that you have to bring from fruit Meiser. Says the Gemara, Sheila Shalom, how do we know? Tichsiv, hine, bayaz, bami, beis lechem, vayoyim, lakaitzim, Hashem, imacha. The Aimer, Hashem Imcha, Gibor HaChayim. Says the Gemara, why do you need Bayaz and our Pasuk of Gidai? My, the Aimer, Hashem Imcha, because we would think maybe Bayaz David Midaiti. How do you know that they were masking from Shemayim? Maybe Bayaz did it on his own. And the answer is, if the Malach said it, Mustama, in Shemayim, they're masking. So the Chayim from the Gemara in Makkos is Mashm, we do learn from Gidai. Gemara in Brachis is mashma that we can't learn from our pasuk of Gidain because maybe it's the nevuah of Shemaya. It's from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It doesn't mean that he was giving him a Shalom Aleichem. There's a clear in the Gemara. And here in the Gemara in Makkos, Chav Gimel is the klav that the Rebbeinu Shleilam was masking to the Shalom Aleichem that Bayez gave. It's the Chayah Shalom Aleichem. And we do learn from him. How do we reconcile? That's what it's called, reconciliation of the two Gemaras. It's the Chastira de Gemaras. So the truth is, if this was a pilpul shir, I go into it a little bit more. The kasha is not mine, the Shagasari, for a sari, yes, it's kasha, him is after smakas. L'chayra, the Gemara is soiser. There's a contradiction between here and here. Maybe at the end of the shir, we'll have a shtikl pshat. I'll be drushef of apshat. What's the pshat that Bayas is the Mekir, that we learn Bayaz gave a Shalom B'Shem Hashem, and we still need a backup, that means Shemaya from Shemayim Epis, that they're Maskim, that the Shalom Aleichem has to be B'Shem Hashem. So do we learn from this Malach? Don't we learn from this Malach? What exactly are the two Limudim? What is the Bayaz Limud, and what is the Gidin Limud? Before we go there, I think what's important to understand who was Masakin this? Mishnah says, he, Skinu. The Gemara in Makkos says, Bez Shalmata. What era, who? So you would say it's Bayaz, right? L'chayr, right? Did Bayaz have a Bezin? Yes, he did. He had a Bezin. Who was the one that's Masakin? I would have said, Kipshutai. I mean, we don't see more than Bayaz and Gida in the Malach. The Rosh Hashanah and Baba Kama says clearly that it was Ezra. It was one of the Takonis Ezra. We know Ezra made 10 Takonis. Either this is one of them or not one of them, but it's Ezra. The same way Ezra made Takonis Kishalo L'Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, this one is one of the Takonis. Yeah? I don't think you're listening. Big Takonis Ezra made. And one of them is Sheila Shalom. We're soon going to see how important Sheila Shalom is, what they say. Now I say it again, the B'Shem I'm going to keep in brackets for the meantime. Because we're not even so sure if that's even what the Gemara means, B'Shem or not with B'Shem. The Rambam learns this without the B'Shem. We'll talk about it in a few moments. But Al Kalpanim, this is one of the Takanis Ezra. And so writes the Rashash, Baba Kama, Da Pei Beis. Maria Sad says, wait a minute. Let's look at the takonis that he made. In Meruba, Pei Beis, Amar Aleph, there's a list of all the takonis, and it's not there. So how could you stick it into the takonis if it's not in the list? So he wants to give a teretz, like I explained to you before, that the din of Sheila Shalom is not forever. It was a certain kufa that they were masakin. Ezra, let's say, was masakin for his time. Notice that we don't do it today. Like we soon will discuss why we don't do it and where is the makar of not doing it. Since we don't do it, so it's not in the list of the Takanas Ezra, which were eternal. That's right. That's what he wants to say. It was Hayra Shah for the time. You could ask me, what's Boyaz? Gemara state of Boyaz, not Ezra, right? So Ezra, we're trying to, and he says a Cheshbon, because whenever it says Stam Takana, whenever it says the word Hiskinu, it doesn't tell you who, when, and where, it means Ezra. So you should know that whenever you learn through Shasim Hashem and you see the word Hiskinu, says the Rashash, the Maria Asad, it means Hiskinu Ezra. Stam Takana Ezra. So how did Boyaz come into the picture? And the answer is, Boyaz was the Makar that Ezra found, the Makar in Tanakh, like a Remes, a Smichus, that he was able to Masakin when he was Masakin. But it's actually from Ezra, and it's not way back when, from Boyaz. The Malbim in Rus disagrees and says, no. The Gemara learns it from Boyaz. The Gemara says in Brachis it was Beis Dinai Amada. He had a Beis Din. So who was Masakin it? Boyaz or Beis Dinai. Has nothing to do with Ezra. Of course, in the list of Ezra's Takanas, it's not there. It's Muchach Bukhairah. So we have the Machlaikis. Is it Boyaz or is it Ezra? Or maybe I have a third Mahalach. In Ginzei Rishayim, on that Gemara in Brachis, brings down from the Sefer HaMichtav, which was one of the early Rishayim, he says that, you know who was Masakin Sheila Shalom B'Shem? The Chashmonaim. Alright? Hiskinu, the Chashmonaim. Sefer HaMichtav. It's Nish Michtavim that we find today in the newspapers. We're talking about real Michtav, the Sefer Rishon, Ginzer Rishayim. It says clearly that the Makar is the Chashmonaim. Why? He says, what did Yavam want? Lashkicham, to root out the name of the Eibishter. So in response, they were Misakin, everything the Eibishter. Shalom Aleichem, you give it a Yiddish, Shalom Aleichem, the Eibishter. Ayid becomes Abach Hashem Yid. That every third word becomes Hashem. You sign a paper. Shalom B'Shem Hashem. Everything was B'Shem Hashem, B'Shem Hashem. And this was the counteract. Yavon's scheme to uproot the Eibishter from Klal Yisrael. So says the Sefer HaMichtav. So we have three pshatim. Either it was Ezra, or like the Gemara's Mashmah was Boyaz, and that the Malach was Maskintim, or it was from the Chashmonaim. Chiv or Rishus, Rabbis? Yimachuyiv? Is this a chiv that Yimachuyiv to do? You're supposed to give him a Shalom Aleichem and you must say the name of Hashem? Or is it Rishus that you're allowed? The fact that Boyaz did it, that you're allowed. This is a big Machlaikis Rishayim. The Rivan in Masechtas Makkos says clearly, 2 days. Either it's Chiv or it's Rishus. You look at the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis on the Mishnah in Brachis, it's mashma pretty much that it's a shaila of heter, that we give you a heter to use the name of Hashem. But it's not a Chiv. You're not mechuyev to use the name of Hashem when you give a brach. It's mutter. The what? Beautiful. So first of all, a few things. Hashem Imchu, the Malach said, you don't have to worry about it. The reason why we said, you know, there's a whole Gemara. Hashem Imchu Gibra Chayil, then the Malach said. I'm telling you, but the Malach said it, you don't have to worry. When do you have to worry? They talk about this. Right. When you should say Shalom B'Shem Hashem and not use the Shem Hashem and say Shalom, because a person might die, like Lashem Karbon. That's part of the topic. After the sugya, then you go back to how it should be said. But the question at hand is, are you mechuyev? Is it a chiv? Is that the takana? Or the takana was that it was allowed. Now, if it's that you're allowed, I can hear why it's not a takana. Maybe that's not why it's in the list. Why is it not part of the list? It's not a takana that you're allowed to say. If it's a takana that you were chuyiv to say, so it's a takana. But if it's a heter, then it's not a takana. It's not a, you matter it. It's a heter, and the ray is from boyas. Let's go a little deeper, boys. What's the reason that they were masakin this? So if you learn it from the Chashmonaim, okay, I just told you, because the Chashmonaim try to uproot the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so the Chachamim, the Bezdin, decided to make that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's name should be Shagur B'fi Koil, to make it common speak.
With which pronunciation? Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, or Yud, Kei, Vav?
Oh, so of course, I mean, not going to say Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, Mamish, the way it's said. You say Hashem.
Chashmonaim, they didn't say it.
I don't know more than it says the name of Hashem. I don't, whatever it is. You don't have to.
You say Hashem, what's the heter?
Huh?
They say just the shame, the word Hashem.
No, I don't say they say Hashem. They say like Adnus.
Yeah, yeah.
They say Adnus. I'm not saying
Hashem of a Farish.
Yeah, I'm saying I don't think the question is more than Adnus. Okay. So let me read to you a Rashi, Rabbi Isai, which is extremely eye-opening. Pelantik Rashi. Zot Reilig Rashi. She Adam Shoyl Bishlaimai.
Which post?
This is Rashi Nundalid in Masechtas Brachos. You don't have it in front of you. Bishmai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'layamina Mezalzuhu B'Kavod Shal Makom. Rashi is bringing out already the Ha'ara. What should be the issue? Why shouldn't you be allowed to do it? And the answer is, because you're being Mezalzuhu B'Kavod of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But it's still mutter. Why? Bishvil Kavod Habriyos. For the sake of Kavod Habriyos, we tell you to be mighty Shem Shemayim, Olav, on him. V'lomdu mi'boye sh'om Hashem imachem, u'min ha'malach, Rashi says clearly we learn from the Malach, sh'om ha'legid na'ashem ha'chagim al-chayim. Now what's the reason that this becomes mutter? So Rashi later, when he says, Eis lasis l'ashem, he explains, Pamish Vatl to be Turk, they last is Lashem Avze. Hamiskave Lisha Lishlaim Chavei, right? What's the intent by using the Shem Hashem? Says Rashi, Zehu Ritzayne Shlomak, that's what the Abishtim wants. Shinemar, Pakes, Shalom Vedef. There's a lot in this Rashi, Avezai. First of all, Rashi tells me it's a Shiloh Kavod Abrius. If you use the Shem Hashem, a real Shalom Aleichem. You know, sometimes you give a guy Shalom Aleichem, it's with a half a syllable, and you don't even know what he said to you. No, it's a chashuv thing. You're using the Shem Hashem. It's a serious Shalom Aleichem you're using. You're saying that the Shalom Aleichem is almost like a bracha with the Shem Hashem in it. And the heter is Bakesh Shalom V'Ratvei. So according to Rashi, it's all about Bein Adam L'Chaveri.
You say Masechet Sota, they allowed to erase Shem Hashem.
Correct. This is according to Rashi. It has to do with the Bein Adam L'Chaveri. It's about Bein Adam L'Chaveri, and Baki Shalom Rekfeyu, and therefore you're allowed to use the Eibush's name. The Ritva, in Brachos Daf Samach Gimel, in the Gemara we mentioned before, says a different pshat. The reason why we use the name of Hashem when we give a Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Yishkechu Shem Shamayim. You know, you can spend the whole day in business and you can forget that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is there, you know. So we want every Shalom Aleichem you give a guy, which of course you're going to give because it's etiquette, otherwise you're going to get customers. Remember Hashem, remember the Eibishter. Gedenk. She says, Shem Shamayim. Shagur v'loy shem shalakum. You know, a person throughout the day, if he keeps on saying the Shem Hashem, he becomes frequented with the Shem Hashem. So he says, in order it shouldn't be that the Shem Akum Shagur al piv, he decided to be misakin that the Shem Hashem should be part of your daily conversations. Bein al mechaber. The Miri says one step further, and he says, Shiyoidu. That they should realize Shalom, the Shar HaBrachis, Magiyos Mikvaydi Yisbarach. The idea is to tell a person you want Shalom. Who's not searching for Shalom? Shalom means everything included, all the brachas, all the good of the world. It's from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So every day when we greet our friend, we're giving a message We're taking for ourselves a message and we're sharing it with our friend. So it's visit. Shalom, and all the good that comes in packaged in the word shalom, all the tayvus ha'olam that we have in our life is from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Azei zok demiri. There's an interesting malbim that I told you that the malbim says that Boyaz did it. And he says an interesting cheshbon. He says the context of the time, and that's where maybe Hirah Shah comes in. Ahibi mei shvayta shayftim. Rus begins with Ahibi mei shvayta shayftim. Chazal say, Dar sheshavtu v'shayfta. It was chaos. Anarchy. It was a tremendous problem in Klal Yisrael, stealing and robbing. So he says that Boyas came, Vayavoy Boy, the Pasuk says he came from Beis Lechem. Hine Boyas Bami Beis Lechem. Who cares where he came from? Only the Malvin. The Malvin is so delicious. You know how gvaldic the Malvin is. But he came, who cares? It makes a difference to me 2,000 years later, where he came from. What's in Egea? He says, Beis Lechem was the yeshiva with the bezdin. That's not Beis Lechem. Lechem is Torah. He goes through the whole analogy, Lechem is Teira. So he's calming me, Beis Lechem. You hear, right? He's calming me, Beis Lechem. Which means he's coming from the yeshiva and he's thinking, how can I take the yeshiva and bring it into the street? They're stealing and robbing. Now I'm paraphrasing. He doesn't say those words and he didn't exactly say it the way I'm saying, but this is what he means, Baruch. So how do I get that the tzibur? How do I get that the elevate the dayr? I make them use the word Shem Hashem every time they say the word Shalom. And this brings into them, it festers in them, an Amunah, and a Yirah Shemayim, and that's why he came from Beis Lechem. He goes out into the field, into the business, into the workplace. What? Vas Tutman? And the answer is, Shalom. Shem Hashem. Azez up the Malbim. So here we have Cheshbeinus, why we use it. Either we're trying to tell a person that Shem Shemayim should be Shagar Al Piv, or according to Rashi Gar, the Pshat is, we're trying to be Mechabit the other person. That my Shalom Aleichem is so important that I use the Shem Hashem. Or it's a little bit more, there's a lot more meaning behind it. It's a Musa Shmuz. Every time I give a guy Shalom Aleichem, it's a Musa Shmuz. Stami, you'll tell me that the Rav, you don't have to speak for half an hour, just get up and give us a Shalom Aleichem and that's it, and finished. And we'll give you a taste of the Shalom and that's all. Gendik, Zay Gezun. Okay, so I'll tell you the Yemeshav Eitei. Reminds me of a cute joke. My uncle Rabbi Kellerizel, Gezun Simon, a big Rav. So he always says that whenever a Rav tries to make peace in his community, so they tell the Rav to have, they send them out. He says, Zay Davitman, why? So when the Rav says, Sim Shalom, make Shalom. You know what the answer? Shalom Rav. They send you on your way. So Sim Shalom brings out Shalom Rav. The idea is that when you say Sim Shalom, you're saying something important. You're giving a answer. Shalom Aleichem. Yeah? According to the Rambam says you don't even have to use the word B'Shem. The fact that I use the word Shalom, Shalom itself is one of the Shem Yishal Kodesh Baruch Hu. So there was never a din. When the Gemara speaks about B'Shem, the Gemara didn't mean, I got to speak out the name of Hashem. That's not what it meant. The Rambam Pirush Mishnah, he says, I just use the word Shalom and that itself is Shem Yishal Kodesh Baruch Hu. So then it comes out of Beirut the Gechidish. When you tell a guy in the morning, Akut Mogen, it's the wrong thing to do. Yeah, you should tell him, Shalom Aleichem, Azei Nabekad. You know who's Mayer Deshai? The Ramah himself is Mayer Deshai.
Where does it say Shalom is Deshai?
Shalom is Shema Echad Mishma. It's a Chazal in many places. Shema Echad Mishma Yisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a whole Shail if you're allowed to say the base. Hakisei, many halachas come out because of this question since Shalom is the name of Hashem. Zog the Ramah in Yerideya, in Simin Shin Pehe, he says when the Avelus, the halachas, you know, I'll give him a Shalom, it doesn't mean what we call today Shalom. Means what the Gemara calls Shalom, and that means using the word Shalom. Shalom Aleichem, with the Shem Hashem, maybe even. what we call a good morgen, a good nacht, that does is garnish. Kemoish on the noya gimayoyim. I say that's the shalom of today. Today we don't do the way in the Gemara. The Gemara was taka shalom aleichem, was a shalom aleichem with the shem Hashem. Today we don't do it. Why not? So if you look at the achrayim of Yerab and under red and red and their shayla, how come today it changed? So they say very partial. Since shalom is one of the names of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, you run into trouble. Where, when, the Mekaymus HaMetunafis, there are times and places, there's so many halachas, you have to be careful when you say kinuyim of Hashem, and shalom might not even be a kinu, might be better than a kinuy. Might be mamish shmoysha, because Baruch Hu Batzim, I don't have time to go into it in 3 minutes. Therefore, today, we don't do it. Now, basically, I think it's important to learn something from the whole Shakar Matar Halacha we just spoke, and that is, what's the underlying shayla? That we needed a special takana, and we needed a posik, and we needed a raya from boyas, and don't be mavaza boyas, and we have to look a raya that there's shamayu, I'm asking to it. And the answer is, of course, like the Rishonim, the Rizva points out, because you have a problem with Lixis Hashem Hashem Alekechel Hashav. You're really not allowed to use the Abish's name in vain, and it's one of the most chamardik yisurim that we have. Saras HaDibros. You can't get worse than what it says in the Aseres HaDibros, and yet we do it anyway. For what? For what reason? So the Ritva answers, Ser Gishmak, since it's not to forget the name of Hashem, since we were saying people were going to forget the name of Hashem, so in order to be Mekayim Shem Hashem, so therefore you could use the Shem Hashem in Shalom, and therefore it doesn't go against the Isser of Leisisa Shem Hashem Lekachal Hashem. What do you do with Rashi, what they say? That's the kasha. So Rashi just says it's not a zilzul b'kvaydei shel makam. What do you do with the leisisa shem Hashem lekechel Hashem? L'mayis, it is a pasuk. So the Torah says that's why he was not so partial, and we need a takon in everything. Ev shekem in zogin at the her, api amayit g'chafetz chayim. I saw the chafetz chayim in shmiras halash and chelik aleph, says, you know what I see from this gemara, says the chafetz chayim? Why did he get such a shalom aleichem? Hashem imcha gibor hachayim. So I would have learned, I mean, from the Gemara's mashma, everybody should be getting such a shalom aleichem. Because isn't that the pashut pshat in the Gemara? I mean, the Gemara is saying that that's how they did it. Boyas did it, and you see, even the Malach said to do it that way. But the Chavetz Chaim sees in the Gemara, and again, the Heilig Chavetz Chaim is Tana B'Yomav, that it has to do particularly Gidon, especially Gidon, because of what Gidon did. And that is, he spoke good against, for the sake of Klal Yisrael. So he says, if you don't speak Lashon Hara and you speak Toiv on Klal Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, my Shalom is on you. So he's learning, interesting, it is a message from the Malach. And if you notice, the Lashon of Rashi is talking about this, that we put the Shem Hashem Olav. Lahoitzi Shem Shemayim Olav. You're saying that the Shem Shemayim Shalom on you. Shalom Aleichem. What does the word Aleichem mean? You ever think, translate the word Shalom? Do you say Shalom to could you be, or Shalom?
It could be for your benefit.
Could be, but I could also say Olav. It could also mean, put the Shem Hashem Aleichem. What does that mean? So the Chofetz Chaim is saying that a person who speaks only good, and he doesn't speak Lashon Hara, he deserves to have the Shem Hashem on him. That's a Meirdik HaChavetz Chaim, I don't know if you know, from where I come from, this is, they don't get better than this Vart, this is it.
Best Shmiro.
Huh?
Best Shmiro.
He's saying, I'm Meirdik Vart. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, I'll tell you that, he doesn't say the Shalom Aleichem Shtikl, I added it to the words of the Chavetz Chaim. Chaim says this, that if you speak good, then the Rabbi Shalom is saying, I want you to know, my shalom is on you. And it's rather interesting, the Gemara in Tainis, and we'll end in 1 minute. The Gemara in Tainis says that there were different Tanoim that got shalom aleichem from Shemayim. One got one once a year, Erev Yom Kippur. One got one on every Erev Shabbos, says the Gemara in Tainis, and the Chofs. And there was a doctor who used to get every day shalom aleichem from Shemayim. And the Gemara says, what was so special about the doctor? The Gemara says, he had tznius, and they needed to take money from aniyim. Unbelievable doctor. Tzadik Yisrael Oyim. So you see that the shalom that the Eibishter sends is ufreis aleinu sukas shleimecha. The Rebbeinu Shlom sends shalom, and that's a bracha that we give every person. Shalom aleichem, that the shalom should be on you, which means that the Rebbeinu Shleilom should be master of Shechina. That's what we're saying. In
shalom al Yisrael.
Shalom al Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shlom should master the Shechina on Klal Yisrael. And the way it's done, says the Chavetz Chaim, is with the Shmiras ha-Losha. At the end of the show, I must tell you a story, okay? And that is, you know, unfortunately, the Yetzer Hara knows which small things to get us on, you know? The big things, he's not going to get, well, he's going to tell us not to go to yeshiva, okay, come on. So he knows certain dakistic things that he says, well, what's the big deal? You know how many times people come to our neck of the woods, as they say, and they complain with the Shalom Aleichems they get? They feel that they're not being greeted properly. And in other communities, people are greeted properly. You know what I'm saying? I just want to bring how important a Shalom Aleichem is. That's what I think the importance of the Shir is. We don't realize what it means just to give a Giyid, a Bracha, a Shalom Aleichem. It's a pelvic. You see what, it's not just hello and goodbye, blah, 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 blah. Shalom Aleichem is a big thing. To the point that we needed Mekairis to be matterit. It's such an, you're using the name of Hashem. Look how important it is. And we're matterit afal pike for kavod chaver. Every person deserves a Shalom Aleichem. A respectful Shalom Aleichem. I'll tell you with the mice and this will end. It was a tremendous Rosh Hashiva in Etzor, Ramesha Shmuel Shapiro. It's not everybody heard. Besides his gayness and learning, he was a giant. He was a giant of a human being. A beautiful person. He was very makbin and yani bin al chaverei. So the svarim that came out, Reb Shmuel, that's the name of the sefer, so they bring down, he would go to a chassan and he would make sure every guy got a shalom aleichem and everybody got a goodbye. And he was in the car ready. And he said, okay, I got to go back upstairs. So they asked him, you forgot something? He said, no. He saw there was a young bacha that was trying to give me a shalom aleichem, and because of the crowd, he didn't get the shalom aleichem. So he went back. Went upstairs, went up the elevator upstairs to the chasmol to look for the hit. Oh, shalom aleichem. Zagazund here, and he left. Guys, we're so removed from it. We almost don't even do shalom aleichem when people talk to us. I can give a shalom aleichem. We're busy. Focus. It's a bracha that you know. Maybe that's the pshat in Shemayim. Why are we bringing out Shemayim? We're trying to show you that it's more than just hello. It's not only about hello. It's a bracha that the Rebbeinu Shem has to be masking to. When you say Shalom Aleichem, and you're saying that the Rebbeinu Shem should be on him, so it has to be that the Rebbeinu Shem is masking, right? That's pshat min shamayo. That's why we bring from Gidain that the Rebbeinu Shlom says that's the way to greet another Yid. Yes, greet him Hashem Imcha, that I will be with that person. Gibayr.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.